The Rebbe says, so what does it all mean, b'negei l'payel? B'negei l'payel means we should publicize and agitate in all places, in every single place, about the special Aved of the month of El, as alluded to in the five Rosh Tevis of Tera Tefillah, Gemilas Chasadim, Tshuva, and Geula, and especially a special emphasis on the fifth of these Rosh Tevis, on the Inyan of Geula, as it permeates all matters of Aveda in the sense that they're all permeated with and done in the spirit of redemption, including and especially through the study of Torah in matters of Geula and the Beis HaMikdash, with the feeling of yearning, of looking forward, and at the same time absolute certainty that immediately we're going to see with eyes of flesh, Shehine Zeh Melech HaMashiach Bo. This is bepashtas. What does this mean, bepashtas? Simply put, and here it's italicized. This is to proclaim and publicize in every place with words that go forth from the heart that the HaKadosh Baruch Hu says through his servant, the prophet, to each and every Jew, behold, I give before you today blessing. What does that mean? This is, again, this is all italicized, what you have to publicize, to the point that today, Hayyim Mamish, today literally, we see with eyes of flesh the blessing of the true and complete redemption. That's Bepashtus, the simple instruction. We said to publicize all over about the five acronyms of the month of El, and Torah, Avodah, Tefillah, Gemilas Chasadim, Tshuva, especially Geula, that everything should be permeated with Geula, and there should be everything should be done already in the spirit of Geula, and with the fear, and with the certainty that the Geula is coming immediately. The Pashtus, what are you supposed to do? You're supposed to proclaim and publicize in every place that God tells through his servants, the prophets, to every single Jew, behold, I am placing before you the blessing of, to the, what that means is that today, literally, you could see with eyes of flesh the blessing of the true and complete redemption. Then, in brackets, the Rebbe adds, you can add and emphasize that this proclamation and this publicizing of the aforementioned has to also be carried out by those who argue that they still have not yet completely absorbed this message in their own understanding and comprehension and cognitive awareness. Because, how can we expect them to publicize it if they haven't yet absorb the message themselves? That makes sense, because since even they have the Inyan of Emuna, the Inyan of faith, that every Jew has to completion. Every Jew has complete faith, since they have complete faith. So therefore they're able, and the Rebbe adds in parentheses, this is in all in brackets, so the Rebbe adds in parentheses, since they're capable, therefore they also have to, they're capable and have to publicize these things to others, starting from your family members, but certainly they don't have to suffer from the fact that the matter hasn't yet settled in his own mind, and all those that are found in his surroundings, which is ultimately each and every Jew, and certainly through the proper efforts, the message will be accepted and will have its effect, including by the person who is doing the proclaiming and doing the publicizing. We're talking about a person who hasn't yet absorbed it and internalized it, that the effects and impacts will impact on him as well, that it will actually be absorbed within himself in an internal fashion, through his publicizing and proclaiming to others.